فرض الله إلى الله إن الله مصير الإيمان. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله وأسأل التوبة. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المحيمن الحبيب الجبار المتكبر. سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق الباري المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى الخاصين محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل
وعلى آل الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيد بقية الله في العالمين. ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد وفرقان الحميد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كلوا واشربوا ولا تسرفوا إنه لا يحب المسرفين. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
The Friday, the best of the day, the day of greetings, the day of worship, the day of gathering, the day of acceptance of du'as, the day of bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the day of our 12th Imam, the Imam of the time, Imam al-Zaman, ajalallahu.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us among believers, among salihin, among siddiqin, among shuhada on this day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our risk, our sustenance, and remove all calamities. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give long and healthy life to Imam al-Zaman ajalallahu ta'ala farajhahu sharif and bless his appearance. Kulu washrabu wa la tusrifu innahu la yuhibbul musrifin. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created us, who made all this universe, and who also provided all necessary elements for our need in the soil, on the soil, around the soil. He has given us permission to use anything that is legal for us, anything we are owner for that we can use, we can eat, we can drink. But something that is haram, we are not allowed. Something that is the property of somebody else, we are not allowed to use. So 99.9 drinks we can use, but only 0.01% drinks we have been prohibited not to use. So likewise, edible things we can use, majority of them, only few are not allowed because they are harmful for our body as well as for our iman and soul. So going beyond what is wajib and what is haram, in between these two limits, again we need to be careful. Wasting the things, wasting the time, wasting the life, wasting the money. So that is also sometimes makruh or sometimes that is haram. Because any wealth, any time that is being used in sin, that is haram. But if we are using our time somewhere, potentially that job, that work, where we are and we are using our time or we are using our resources, potentially that is not sin, not haram, but maybe we are wasting our time, we are wasting our resources, and that is also makruh. So as a whole, as a believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us very clearly, if you are wishing to be beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then never ever waste the things, waste the time, waste your resources. Because He does not like all those who are extravagant, who are wasting the time or things and their life. But at the same time, different things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided us, we need to use according to our requirement, according to our need, if we have permission, if we have ownership. If we need something and we are not owner, we are not having permission, and even we are not having any resource to buy, then maybe at that time the state should come in or the generous people should come in and they have to help that needy person or provide different things which are necessary to carry on his life or her life. One important thing that is the basic factor of our life, even that is the basic factor and element of the galaxies and universe, that is water. Our planet Earth, almost 75% Earth is covered with water. We the human being, we also contain almost 75%. We also have fluids on the water. But water is not only here on the Earth. You know the water cycle. So this water is in the air, in the form of clouds, then changing into rain, coming on the soil, making the rivers, canals, ultimately going back into the ocean. So while this water form, ocean, goes up, so that is good for air, that is good for our weathers, good for our environment. And when it is coming down and coming on the earth, earth and the soil, we are making that fertile. Different trees and plants and crops are being cultivated with the help of that water. So if water was not on the planet, then there was no life at all. So water is important not only at the earth, but in Quran, chapter number 11, Surah Hud, and verse number 7, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَكَانَ عَرْشُهُ عَلَى الْمَاءِ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. وَكَانَ عَرْشُهُ عَلَى الْمَاءِ. Even the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ka arsh bhi jo hai, wo bhi paani ke upar hai. So this is the importance of water. Throughout the universe, water is an important factor, whether it is related with our materialistic life on the earth or that is related with the nur or the light or the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, what is the connection between the water that is next to Arshi Khuda and the water that is in us? In another verse, in Surah Nur, chapter 24, verse number 45, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَاللَّهُ خَلُقَ كُلَّ دَابَةٍ مِمَّا. All of the animals, and we are also included in animals, are all moving animals, they have been created by water. So not only we as human beings, even the animals, so they have been also created by water. So what is the connection between this water and the water that is next to the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have 70% water in our body. Water is over there, and we all need to have strong communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And already Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided us, you know, anybody, anyone, any person who is living in somewhere. For example, if we are going to Neptune, maybe we will not be able to live over there due to the weather, due to the condition that are present over there, and we are not compatible for those conditions. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made compatible what we have, that is also next to the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we all need to have strong communication with Allah. We all need to have the compatible environment, what is with us and what is over there. So when we have been pulled toward Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un, we came from there and we are going back to there. So our chemistry is compatible with the chemistry of throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali.
So this water is very important throughout the world. So when this is important, then we need to take benefit from this. Kulu washrabu wa la tusrifu. We should not waste even this important element and important compound, water. We should never ever waste. Maybe the future wars will be for this water. Nowadays the wars are for oil, for gas, for minerals. But coming war, future war will be on the water. So this water, that is very important. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided us this important compound for our life, for our health, so then we need to be very careful while we are using. We should never ever waste. You know, in fiqh, it is highly recommended when we are doing wudu, we should not waste water. And just for wajib wudu, we do not need more than one glass of water. But when we are doing wudu, the tap is open, and maybe more than 10-20 liters water is going, and out of that, maybe half liter we were needed to do wudu. So who will reply, who will be answerable for wasting of this water? In many parts of the world, the animals, the plant, the human being, they need this water and they are not having. Many people, they are forced to drink the muddy water, the water full of bacteria, the water full of different elements which are harmful for their health, but they are not having any plant, any chemicals to filter that water and to drink. And in some areas of the world, even in Pakistan, in Africa, the ladies, they are going to bring few liters of water many, many miles. They are walking and they are picking up that water on their head, on their shoulder. So the ni'mah we are getting very easily, and maybe in most of the parts of this country we are not paying anything for that, or if we are paying, that is very little, very minute. But maybe if this was very expensive, then we were very careful. But we are not realizing something that is important factor of our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided plenty of that thing. 75% of earth that is covered with water, this is the plenty of that basic compound that is necessary for our life. But as a human being, 15% of our brain that is composes with water. And this water carries oxygen and nutrients to our cells. If we are not drinking water, water is not in our body, because well, we have the blood, and 53% of blood is water. And this is the blood that has hemoglobin, and hemoglobin carries the oxygen. So if there is no water in the blood, no, then oxygen will not go into the cell, and if oxygen is not going into the cell, then respiration at cellular level will not occur, and we will not get any energy that is necessary for our life. So water is very, very important for our body, and also water regulates the temperature. When we are having less temperature, more temperature, sometimes it is due to infectious diseases, but majority of the time in different kind of weather, outside, inside, hot or cold weather, so mainly this is the water that is regulating the temperature of our body. 22% of bones are also comprised by water. This water provides us cushions for our joints. If water is not among the joints, among the bones, then due to friction, we will have every day lot of fractures and different problems and pains. So in between the bones, there is synovial fluid, and again synovial fluid has this water and providing cushions for our joints. So we are taking in oxygen, and this oxygen we are taking in, that is moistened by the water, and then it is going into lungs and then into the blood. An important factor, this is water that helps converting food into energy. The water protects our vital organs, and this water helps the body to absorb nutrients. And up to 15% of our muscles are also made by this water. So this is the importance of water inside our body, outside our body, on the earth, around the globe, around the universe. This is the importance of water. But how we can get maximum benefits? Just 3-4 points to keep it in our mind. If anybody is taking 2 glasses of water after waking up, so that helps to activate the internal organs. So we should make our habit, whenever we are waking up from sleep, the first thing we are going to do, we have to drink 2 glasses of water, and that will activate our internal organs. And we need to keep them activated. Anyone who is taking 1 glass of water 30 minutes before the meal, that will help in our digestion. So making the digestion easy, so half an hour before eating, we have to drink water, 1 glass at least, and then when we are eating, we should try to avoid during eating or just after eating, we should avoid drinking water. Then 1 glass of water before taking bath. So when we are taking bath, if we take 1 glass of water, then that will lowers our blood pressure, especially those people who are having blood pressure, high blood pressure, this is good for them, and even those who are having normal, still it is helpful for them. So before taking bath, drink the water, and inshallah that will maintain your blood pressure at normal level. And 1 glass of water before going to bed. Make habit, this is very important, especially the Asian people who are having a lot of heart attacks and strokes. So drink 1 glass of water before going to bed, and that will help you avoid stroke and heart attack. So you are not paying anything. So I always suggest and request, instead of going for fizzy drinks and the juices, we are paying money and we are helping our enemies. At the same time, we are spoiling our health. So always, and it is also suggested, please don't buy and don't keep these things at home. I have observed many children in this country who are not drinking water at all. Whenever they are eating food, whenever they are thirsty, always they are rushing for fizzy drinks and juices. So as a whole, that is not good for health. Secondly, we are wasting the money. And why we are promoting this culture? So some people are sitting in the market, they want to make money. Why we are stupid? And We are working according to their wish. So water is the best for us. A great name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to have the best use of water. And as I told you, if we have two glasses after waking up, one glass or two glasses when we are going to sleep, and before taking bath and before eating food, if we are drinking water, inshallah, this water will help us to have long life and a healthy life. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asr. Innal insana lafi khusr. Illa alladhina amanu wa amila as-salihat. Wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bil sabr.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma laka alhamd. كبير الصلوات والعرض والجلال والإكرام رب الأرباب وإله كل مروح وخالق كل مخلوق ووارث كل شيء ليس كمثله شيء وهو بكل شيء محيط أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد المتوحد الفرد المتفرد وأنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الكريم المتكرم العزيز والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى علي بن أبي طالب أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام وعلى فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى الحسن والحسين سيد الشباب أهل الجنة وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى جعفر بن محمد وعلى موسى بن جعفر وعلى علي بن موسى وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى علي بن محمد وعلى حسن بن علي وعلى الخلف القائم المنتظر المهدي اللهم عجل ظهورا إنه يرونه بعيدا ونراه قريبا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم افتح لي أبواب توبتك ورحمتك ورزقك الواسع إني إليك من الراغبين وأتمم لي إنعامك إنك خير المنعمين اللهم اجعل بقية عمري في أداء فرض الجمعات والحج والعمرة ابتغاء وجهك يا رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين أوصيكم بتقوى الله ونعم عمركم قال المتقين حضرة أمير المؤمنين کہ لوگو اللہ کی دی ہوئی اس نعمت اس زندگی سے اس کی قدر کرو اس سے فائدہ اٹھاؤ قبل اس کے کہ آپ کو موت آ جائے اور کچھ کرنے کے قابل نہ رہو روز محشر بہت سارے لوگ ایسے ہوں گے جو کہیں گے کاش ہم مٹی ہوتے اور پھر کہیں گے اللہ ہمیں ایک بار مہلت دے دے تاکہ ہم دنیا میں واپس چلے جائیں اور کوئی نیک اعمال کر کے لائیں تاکہ آج جو عذاب جو مشکل روز محشر میں ہمیں مل رہی ہے اس سے بچ جائیں لیکن اس وقت کسی کی نہیں سنی جائے گی ایون مرنے کے بعد بھی انسان خود کچھ نہیں کر سکتا ہاں اس کے باقیات الصالحات اس کا صدقہ جاریہ جو اس نے زندگی میں کچھ ایسے کام کیے کوئی مسجد بنا دی کوئی سکول بنا دیا کسی غریب کو گھر بنا دیا کوئی روڈ بنا دیا کوئی ہاسپیٹل بنا دی ایسے کام کیے کہ جس سے انسانیت کو فائدہ پہنچ رہا ہے اور وہ کام اس نے قرب خدا کے لیے رضا خدا کے لیے کیا تھا تو یقیناً ایسی چیزوں کا مرنے کے بعد چیپٹر کھلا رہتا ہے انسان کو ثواب ملتا رہتا ہے اور خصوصاً ظاہر ہے کہ سب سے زیادہ وقت اور ریسورسز آدمی کے اپنی اولاد پر لگتے ہیں تو اگر انسان اپنی پوری زندگی میں اولاد کو صحیح دین نہ سکھا سکا صحیح تربیت نہ دے سکا واجبات نہ سکھا سکا قرآن اور اہل بیت کی محبت اور تعلیم نہ دے سکا تو وہ تو مر جائے گا لیکن یہ اولاد بھی اسے بھول جائے گی. اور سب سے زیادہ مرنے والے کو دکھ, ہر شب جمعہ کو ہر مرنے والے کی روح کو اجازت دی جاتی ہے کہ وہ جائے اپنے رشتہ داروں کے پاس, اپنے بچوں کے پاس, شاید وہ اس کے لیے کچھ بھیج دیں. لیکن بعض اوقات یہ ارواح ساری ساری رات انتظار کرتی رہتی ہیں, اور لوگ اپنی زندگی میں مست ہوتے ہیں, خواب میں ہوتے ہیں, سوئے ہوئے ہوتے ہیں, یا ایون گناہ کر رہے ہوتے ہیں, اور صبح جب ہوتی ہے تو بہت ہی افسردہ ہو کر وہ روح واپس چلی جاتی ہے اور سوچتی ہے کاش میں نے اپنی زندگی میں اپنے لیے کچھ ایسا چھوڑا ہوتا کہ جس سے مجھے آج فائدہ ہو. اور زندگی میں انسان کے تمام اعمال کا جو دار و مدار ہے, اس میں اسلام کے اندر جو بہت زیادہ جس چیز کی تاکید ہے, چاہے وہ ظاہر ہو چاہے وہ باطن ہو, چاہے وہ انٹرنل ہو یا ایکسٹرنل ہو, اسلام کے اندر اس کا بہت زیادہ اس میں امفیسائز کیا گیا ہے, زور دیا گیا ہے. وہ کیا ہے؟ طہارت, طہارت ظاہری اور طہارت باطنی, پاک رہنا, کلین رہنا. آدھا ایمان آدھا دین ہمارا صفائی کے اندر ہے. اور ابھی پانی کی بات ہو رہی تھی, پانی کا جو ایک امپورٹنٹ پوائنٹ ہے کہ جب تک کوئی شخص نجس ہوتا ہے, اس کا لباس نجس ہو یا اس کا جسم نجس ہو, تو تب تک وہ اللہ کی عبادت نہیں کر سکتا, اللہ کے قریب نہیں جا سکتا. اسی طرح اللہ نے محمد والے محمد سے بھی ہر قسم کا رجس اور نجاست دور رکھی ہے. تو جو شخص چاہتا ہے, اسی طرح قرآن کا بھی لا یمسو الا المطہرون, جب تک تم پاک نہیں ہوتے تم قرآن کو نہیں چھو سکتے, جب تک تم پاک نہیں ہوتے تم محمد والے محمد کے قریب نہیں جا سکتے, جب تک تم پاک نہیں ہوتے تب تک اللہ کی عبادت کر ہی نہیں سکتے. اور یہ سب طہارت ظاہری اسی پانی سے مربوط ہے, چاہے انسان نے وضو کرنا ہو یا انسان نے غسل کرنا ہو, ہر دو صورت میں وہی پانی جو اللہ نے ہماری زندگی کے لیے بہت زیادہ امپورٹنٹ قرار دیا, وہی پانی جس پہ اللہ کا عرش ہے, اسی پانی کے ہی ذریعے ظاہری طہارت حاصل کر کے ہم اللہ کی عبادت بھی کر سکتے ہیں اور اللہ اور محمد والے محمد کا قرب بھی پا سکتے ہیں. اس لیے یہ اللہ کی وہ نعمت ہے جس کی ہمیں بہت زیادہ قدر کرنے کی ضرورت ہے. اور دوسری چیز یہی ہے کہ یہ پانی ہمیں صحت مند رکھتا ہے, ہماری زندگی بڑھانے میں, ہماری بیماریاں کم کرنے میں, ہماری صحت کے حوالے سے جو ہے وہ بہت زیادہ یہ پانی ہمارے لیے مفید ہے. اگر ہم صحت مند ہوں گے تو انشاءاللہ معاشرے میں رہ کے اللہ کی عبادت بھی کر سکیں گے اور انسانیت کی خدمت بھی کر سکیں گے. اور ایک ایسا ایونٹ کہ جو انسانوں کی صحت سے مربوط ہے, کہ جو لوگ زیادہ ہیلدی ہیں, آج اولمپک کی اوپننگ سیریمنی ہو رہی ہے اور تاریخی طور پہ یہ ہسٹوریکل اولمپک گیمز ایسی گیمز ہیں کہ جو بہرحال انسانیت کی یونٹی میں, انسانیت کو قریب لانے میں, نفرتیں مٹانے میں, جنگوں کو کم کرنے میں, اور ایک ہیلدی کمپیٹیشن ڈیولپ کرنے کے لیے جو ہے ایک چیز شروع کی گئی اور اب تک جاری ہے. اور اس کو جو ہے جو لیٹسٹ ایرا ہے اس میں بھی جو ہے وہ 64 ایئرز ہو گئے ہیں, اس سے پہلے بھی جو ہے اس کی جو ابتدا ہے وہ رومن ہرکولیس نے شروع کی 776 بی سی ای میں, اور 1200 ایئرز تک یہ اولمپک گیمز چلتے رہے. اس کے بعد جو ہے وہ گیپ آ گیا اور 1500 سال تک گیپ رہا, اولمپک گیمز کلوز رہے. اور اس کے بعد فرینچ کوبرٹن ہی اسٹارٹڈ اگین ان 1892 and the first and formal Olympics which were started again, that was in 1896, and after every 4 years, so in different parts of the world and different cities Olympics are being organized, but only Africa is the only continent until today no Olympics games were in Africa. Maybe very soon in future we will be able, because they are trying to have Olympic Games. Last was in China, in Beijing, and in that Olympic 4 years ago 240 altogether there were 241 countries who participated, and there were thousands of athletes who participated in those Olympics. London, which is the host of this Olympic Games, going to be started today, formally, and tonight, 9 p.m., the ceremony will start. London, this is the only city in the world which is hosting Olympic Games for third time. The first time London hosted in 1908, and second time in 1948, and this is the third time London is hosting the Olympic Games. But as a whole, the world that is full of terrorism, the world that is full of hatred, the world that is full of weapons and chemicals and atomic bombs, this is the better option for humanity. Having healthy contest, bringing the people, and nowadays, one estimation was England government or UK government, they will make almost $20 billion from this game. So this is profit. So this is healthy competition as well as the good economy as well. Those people who are athletes, those who are players, so they are earning a lot. So yesterday, last night, we were discussing about the inspiration. So nowadays, why not our youth, our children, our parents, they should inspire their children to go in these fields, so have healthy life, and at the same time, you will be star, you will be famous, you will earn a lot, at the same time, you are doing something good, and you are ideal, a role model for many people. You know, many boys, many children, many teenagers, they are following the haircut of David Beckham. So, why not our Muslims, our youth, they should come forward, and they should be role model for whole world. So Zainuddin Zaidan, he was a good sugar. And many people, he is working good job around the world. So we should all also try our best. We should try to be inspired from positive things, from different professions. We need to work, we need to work hard and go on the top. And then we will be able to change the mentality. Someone who will be winner in any game in the Olympic, the world will listen. More than 1 billion people will watch this ceremony. So anyone who will get the gold medal, so world will watch him, will see him, will observe him, will listen to him. Why not we Muslim followers of Al-Bad, we should stand there. And then when we will say something, people will listen, and that will be the time when actually we will be able to serve mankind. And we will be able to spread the message of Quran and Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna atainaka al-kawthar. Fasalli li rabbika wanhar. Inna shaniyaka huwa al-akthar.